Cooper with Call Her Daddy.
Person I've ever had on the podcast.
Really? You just, so excited.
Harry, oh my god, you smell great.
What?
Oh, gum. Does he look good? Is his head in the frame?
Yeah, it's perfect.
Oh, hi. Oh my god, I'm gonna start crying. I haven't seen you in so long.
I swear to god, I was tearing up for the past week.
Stop.
No,
you're
my
lying.
Heart is racing.
No, Harry. Okay, Harry Jossie, welcome to Call Her Daddy.
Oh.
It has been too long. Isn't it kind of crazy how, like, both of our lives have, like, gotten bigger and, like, crazier and, like, where we were when we first podcasted together?
I cry.
Like, right?
No,
it's kind of crazy.
I was thinking about it on the last week, and I was like, holy shit, to be a friend and a fan and to see, like, you blossom and, like, how what this has turned into. Like, I was just like, damn, like, if there's one person that motivates me, not trying to kiss your bum.
No, I feel the same way about you.
But it's just like, oh, no, you don't. Shut the fuck up.
I literally watch you all the time, and I watch your stories like a proud, like, friend.
No.
I'm just so proud of you.
Oh, no, I'm just like, dude, I see all these amazing guests.
It's so crazy.
And I'm like, Alex!
We made it! No, you know what's also crazy is I was thinking about this.
Mm-mm.
But for guests of the show, like, you have come on 3 times.
Why am I so special?
That's what I was going to say. Like, why do I keep coming back, Harry? I think because, like, we, like, love each other. And we have this, like, good vibe. And, like, and it's almost like now we have to, like, catch up all the time and just, like, check in.
This is so crazy.
Did I hear that you just, like, drove a Lambo up here?
What up, bitches?
Yeah. Okay. But I'm not living in a house like this.
Hold on. I don't live here.
Wait. So you just bought this? Just
no. It's, like, my studio.
You have a whole house as a studio?
Because, like, when celebrities are coming, I don't want them to, like, go to, like, a corporate office and, like, go past, like, a security guard and have to go up to, like, the elevator. It's, like, it's more intimate that they can come into my house and,
this,
like,
is nice.
Go in the backyard. If you want to swim later, go swim. Like, you can,
we can do
it's
it
a
all.
Full experience.
We
I'm
can
calling
do everything today. Holy shit.
But it's a, I just want to say it's an orange Lambo.
Yeah.
Harry.
I ordered it, like maybe 2 years ago.
Okay, so you didn't just rent it for today.
No. I was thinking that, like, Alex thinks I'm gonna, like, rent it, but, like, if you go inside it, like, it smells like dog, like, okay. Bruce, like, slobbered everywhere. Like,
so it's, like, lived in.
Oh, it's destroyed.
Wow, an orange Lambo. Like, Harry, like, are you stacking up on your money over there?
I'm trying. I'm spending all of it.
Harry, we need to get you a financial advisor. Let's be smart.
No, I get so sassy. I'm like, let me just fucking buy it. Like, fuck you.
You're kind of like a lady. Like, you're
I
like,
am. What? I'm like, yo, like, I could die tomorrow. Like, let me get, like, let's go 110% in debt.
This episode is presented by Sparkling Ice. Turn up summer with Sparkling Ice. They have over 17 anything but subtle flavors, all made with zero sugar and packed with vitamins and antioxidants. Iced tea and lemonade, strawberry watermelon, tropical punch, peach nectarine. Yum. Crank up the flavor. Sparkling Ice, anything but subtle. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Daddy Gang, I get that there are some things you don't want to share, but bottling everything up inside can truly have some awful consequences. I remember growing up, I guess honestly the truth is I was getting bullied and I was, like, so embarrassed to tell my family that, because at home I was fine, but at school it was tough for me, and I just remember feeling so awful about myself and I kept it to myself and I dealt with it by myself, and it literally just caused truly maybe like a decade of trauma. And later in life, now that I've processed it, I'm like, damn, I would have been so much better off if I had just talked to someone about it. And it didn't even have to be my parents. Talking helps a lot. And if you want a safe space for that conversation, I recommend therapy. I have had such an incredible
relationship and experience with therapy, I was so ready to get better and to better myself and to understand myself more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, convenient, and flexible. It's easy to get started. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. You can even switch therapists whenever you need to for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/daddy today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/daddy. This episode is brought to you by UGG. Who's ready to create some core memories this spring, Daddy Gang? Rally the squad. We're packing up and heading out on a road trip in UGG. Y'all know I live in my UGG classic boots. Well, now it's time to swap out the boots for the sandal of the season, the Golden Glow, because you already know UGG season is year-round, baby. Shop the Golden Collection at UGG.com.
You just celebrated your birthday.
Oh, yes.
How was it?
Oh, it was so fucked up.
We also, you're 26.
I know.
When I said that to people before, they're like, that's it? Like, you're only 26. You're so young.
Well, because I look old.
No, you don't. You don't. You look great.
Oh, really?
But, like, you're so tall and, like, manly. And I don't know. I feel like you have, like, you're 35 with, like, kids in the family. Like, no, I don't know. Yeah. You would know if you had kids. They'd be coming for the Lambo.
Yeah.
Okay. So no kids yet.
No.
Okay.
I was excited for a little bit. There was something that I was like, oh, like this could be the one. Mm-hmm. And then like, no. No. No, this is not the one.
Harry, no.
I know. It was so silly. But like I was at a point. Well, actually, last time we saw each other.
Yeah.
I was just like.
You were like dating Julia Rowe. And then Jake Paul stole her.
I know.
Like, that feels like ages ago.
Yeah, no, that's crazy. So you got me at my worst.
Oh, okay.
And now, like, I think I was just like, okay, cool. Like, I don't want to have, like, sex with everyone anymore. Well, not like I was having sex with everyone.
But, there's like, everyone.
People that I missed.
Yeah.
But anybody looked me in the eyes.
There's some people that I missed, he said. Like, a couple stragglers I didn't get to insert inside.
No, but I was just like, oh, I just want to have sex with people that, like, I love and I care about. Because sex is just so much better when you care. Like, one night stands and whatever else. And then I stopped drinking. Mm-hmm. And now I'm drinking again.
Should we be drinking right now?
Do you want to drink?
I didn't know because I was like, okay, wait, let's talk about that for a second. You stopped drinking for how long?
13 months.
Okay. And why did you start drinking again?
Okay, so it was after Coachella last year. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know, after a festival, you're like fucked up in bed for like 2 weeks. I was destroyed. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to drink till my birthday. And then I didn't do the math on it. And then it was like 2 months in. My friend's like, come out. Let's get fucked up. I was like, oh, no. I told myself that I was going to wait till my birthday. And then it got to like 13 months. I'm like, dude, what is wrong with me?
So you were like, you were done with drinking.
Yeah.
And then what did you do for your birthday?
Oh, I was... I was so embarrassing. So all my friends like flew in and then, you know, the benders started and it was just like bad news. And we went to Cabo and like, I could show you some stuff off camera. It was fucked up. Like
what? Like what were you up to?
No,
come on. Just give us a little like.
No, we were just like, there was like no one in the clubs and we're just like getting naked, like throwing money everywhere. Like the people that were with just taking their clothes off. And then we were, at this very expensive hotel and we're stealing like the fire hydrants and like spraying each other.
Mm-hmm. Just like classic, like fun loving things. Like just classic Harry Jousy
thing.
But
we paid for the fire hydrants.
Good, good.
We cleared it up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we spent a lot of money there.
Wait, so was that the first time that you drank in 13 months?
Yeah.
What was your tolerance like?
Terrible. I had one shot and I was like, I'm like, I want to have sex. I want to get crazy.
Wait, did you have birthday sex?
No.
There was like hesitation.
No, I don't. No.
You remember.
No.
You're blushing. You can tell me.
No, you just make me nervous.
Wait, why?
For a while, I was like, oh, I don't want I just don't want to hook up with anyone because it's just so draining.
Yeah.
Just, you know,
you just put so much into it. You're just such a lover. You just give so much.
No, but I was like, the next person I date, I want to marry. So I'm dating to marry. So anyone who looks at me, like if I don't see that we're going to get married, I'm going to block you.
Harry, you can't do that. That's not healthy. You, no, you're like the classic thing of like women always say, like, there are guys that you're like, oh my gosh, like we were in love, but he just wasn't ready to get married. And when men are ready to get married, if they just find the person on the street, that's their wife. Like you just wake up one day and you're like, I'm ready for my wife.
I met the postman. I'm like, dude, hey, you want to get married?
Wait, okay, so did you have birthday sex? Don't lie to me.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it like with multiple people? Like, no. what are we working with?
No, no. It was just like, I woke up, I'm like, I'm so sorry.
What? You said sorry to who?
To the friend.
The friend?
Yeah.
Because you had sex with the friend?
No, it was just like an old fling that decided to come back around.
Oh, and they went to get down to Cabo with you?
No, they didn't. Oh. Cabo, so it was...
Harry?
Different, yeah, school of fish.
Okay, so you went to Cabo, then on your actual birthday.
Oh, I'm
you,
so nervous. Then,
why? We've literally talked about like fingers and buttholes, yeah, and, but know. You're more reformed.
I'm trying.
Your outfit, you feel more like an adult.
Yeah.
I feel like we're in a therapy session. I feel like I'm your therapist.
How are you? You're married. Are we getting married?
I'm getting married.
That's crazy.
How crazy. Did you think one day we were going to get married?
I think I commented on it and then I had people DM me like, I know you're secretly angry. I'm like, yeah, of course I'm angry. I'm pissed.
No. We're good as friends.
No, I was like, so good. If in the previous, if anything ever happened, you would never talk to me again.
Right. So like, it's good for
this
you and clout that you're able to keep coming on here because we've never hooked up.
Yes.
And we're just friends.
Yeah.
But if had we hooked up, then you wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
So that's also to anyone that ever thought we hooked up, we never hooked up.
Yeah. Because.
Okay. Why are you being weird about the birthday sex thing?
No. Okay. I fucked on my birthday.
Oh, okay.
But I was just like, it was, I don't know. I was really drunk.
Okay.
And I probably got taken advantage of.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But I feel like it was fun.
Okay.
And then the Cabo thing, like it was just whatever. But I was also like.
Okay. Do you feel at 26 you're in like your quarter life crisis era? Like what's going on?
No, I am. Like I'm. Oh. I'm like, I want kids, marriage, and a nice house. This one specifically. I want this house.
You're dressing the part for like the dad.
I push my hair back. Dad.
Yeah, you look like. Wait, did you get more tattoos?
No, I'm getting them removed.
Oh, you're like cleaning it up.
Yeah.
Oh, so like we are like, we're going to have to like tone it down today?
No, bring it up. I'm coming to see you. I was so excited. Let's go crazy.
I'm so proud of you. So like, you
I
look great.
I eat ass now.
Yeah. Oh, you do? Okay, I just realized there may be some people that listening to this that didn't listen to our first two.
Oh, shit.
I highly recommend, I wouldn't say pause this one, but just know, like, there's a really beautiful progression of, like, Harry and I, can we turn out the air a little bit? Getting hot. Harry and I started our journey 3 years ago? Anyways, we've now known each other for so long, and it's only become this annual thing almost that we do of like, but then it started to become like we needed time for this one because like now we really haven't seen each other since the last two was a little bit closer together.
Yeah.
Harry talked about, you know, when like he's fucking girl from behind, like seeing a little bum fluff. Remember that?
Bum whiskers. Yes.
I asked Harry, like, do you like look, because a lot of girls are like so terrified, like, are you looking actually at my asshole when you're fucking me from behind? And Harry was like, well, some, like if I see little bum whiskers, like, and I was like, oh, so like girls are like, do I have to shave my asshole? And you were like, no, but like if it's like really bushy, like maybe like clean it out so I can like, you know, not focus on just the bum whiskers.
Yeah, now that we're eating ass, I don't want to be tugging on hairs. You know, I don't want
to
pluck them.
What changed for you to begin eating ass?
I did it a few times, and I just got a bad taste in my mouth from the whole experience. You know, while I'm in there, I'm like, you know, did you have curry last night? Because I could, my tongue is spicy. But now I'm like, you know what? I'm in my dad era. What would a dad do?
Oh.
A dad would eat ass and suck toes. Oh, I got a foot fetish. Oh, not really.
What?
I love sucking toes.
Harry, what in the fuck? Okay, hold on.
I went and did ayahuasca. I've got developed a foot fetish from that. And then here we are.
I feel like ayahuasca helps you like go to a different place in life. But you just realized through ayahuasca, I've never heard someone be like, I realized in that I have a fucking foot fetish. What?
Oh.
So you were sucking toes for a little bit there, and you really like it now?
I enjoy it. I'm like, yeah, I'm just like, look, if you're enjoying, you know, laying down, missionary, put a foot in my mouth.
Oh, while you're fucking them, you're also sucking the toe.
Yeah, I'm not sitting there just like, oh my God. Like,
are you making eye contact while you're fucking them, sucking their toe?
I'm trying not to, because I'm like, I don't want you to look at me.
Right, because it's almost like you're like kind of sucking dick, but like the big toe.
Shut up.
Don't look at me. Look away.
Let me enjoy my popsicle. Try to chew your toe.
I honestly kind of love that for you. I think it takes a real man to be able to eat ass, to really be able to like put that toe in there and like look it around. I'm so proud of you.
No, I'm growing up.
Doesn't sound like a quarter life crisis.
No, I have a whole wardrobe full of just sex toys and like this big fuck machine. Like, it's been fun.
Wait, what?
I was in a relationship for like a year, so I was just like
going after it.
But there was one day where a little bit of time where we didn't see each other for a minute, and I was like, you know what? There's a bunch of stuff I want to try. And you're the dance partner. So strapped her into the bed. And then I was like, I lit all these candles. She thought I was taking a meeting. She came in my room. She's like, what's going on? I was like, you just have to shut the fuck up. And you're going to get pinned out and you got no choice.
And did she like it?
She loved it.
Okay, that's great. That's good to clarify too. Like when you're pinning a woman down, like good to clarify. I call her daddy. No, she was loving it.
We previously spoke about it.
Okay, good.
And she's like, yeah, I just love it. Like, 'cause she just loved to be dominated. So I'm like, okay, well.
I think that's also really hot in relationships where, like, take a little fucking initiative.
Yeah.
I think sometimes people forget, like, hey, sometimes you should surprise your partner with things. I heard that you have this plan. Oh, you look great in white.
Thanks.
Okay. Are you good?
Okay. What plan?
Okay. What plan are we talking about? Okay. I heard you had a plan to be single for 3 years.
I think it was when I broke up with your ex-girlfriend. Like, for the first time. And I was like, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. I just want to focus on myself. And I'm kind of in that place right now.
Okay. So is that like a hard, like, 3 years?
It's more just like, everyone stay away from me unless you're like the wife. Like, unless you're the one. You know, which is so scary. Scary thing to say. But I'm like, I just don't want to fuck around. I've learned enough lessons. I've learned everything I need to learn.
Yeah.
You know, I know what I like. I know what I don't like. Like, just stay away from me.
Am I allowed to ask? Because I feel like I've seen certain things on the internet where, like, you and your ex, like, wanted to stop talking about each other. But, like, why did you guys know you weren't the ones for each other?
I think when they start to take a fancy for other guys while you're in a relationship, like, that tends to, like...
That'll do it.
Yeah, that'll really, like, set you over the line. When it's just like, okay, like, hey... You actually have a boyfriend. You shouldn't be like bouncing on that guy.
Oh, okay. So you got cheated on?
Yeah, kind of. I haven't really said it. But
why?
Yeah. Well, because I'm just like, I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'm like,
but we're gonna talk about it.
Here we are.
Just
call her daddy.
Always gets it out of him.
Yeah.
You bring him whatever call her Alex daddy. Wants, he's like every other interview is asking. You're like, no, like it was an amicable split. You come on here like I got cheated on, Alex.
Every interview, they're like, can we talk about your exes? I'm like, no. Like, I don't want to talk about it. Alex is like...
Harry, how did you find out you were getting cheated on? Oh, fuck.
I think... LA is a pretty small place. And you seem like figured out. And, like, there was a lot of, like, emotional cheating. And there was a lot of, like, cheating. Like, messaging other guys, whatever else. And I was like, wow, whatever. But I just...
Were you a saint?
Not the first time.
Oh, you guys had two rounds.
Yeah, two rounds. Like, I wasn't, like, going out of my way, but I would like other people's photos. And
okay.
Like, but
is that the extent?
Apparently. Oh, no, I would reply to some comments and stuff like that. But,
we love accountability here. Like, this is
good.
No,
I've been honest.
Like, it's over. We can, like, open it up now.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You, in the first round of dating your ex-girlfriend, you answered some DMs. You were liking some girls' pictures. You weren't being faithful in that sense.
Early on, I think early days, like before we officially put like a title on it, like I was still messaging girls and whatever else, which I didn't think was a big deal. But then once things got serious and I'm like, okay, like I'm going to marry this girl. I want to buy us a house. I want to do all this stuff. I was just like, okay, no one else matters. And then, second time around, like it was this like same person as the first time that we broke up, that we split. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, dude. Like,
are they together now?
No. He's done.
What's wrong with him?
No, he's like, nah, I can't.
Who?
I'm going to tell you after.
Okay, so you just told me the people.
Yeah.
That's really shocking.
Yeah.
Okay, so you thought you were going to marry this person. And you were faithful towards the end also.
Yeah, I was being such an angel. Like, I was like planning our future together. And like, I... I don't know. I was being such a good boyfriend. I feel like I took care of every aspect of her life, like free, like house, bags, everything she needed. I got a Rolex. I got her like paid for her legal bills.
I could use a Rolex.
I'll take the wedding ring. Give me your relationship. Give me your relationship.
Wait. Okay, Harry, when this comes out, though, is she going to probably say something like, you're lying? Do you think she'll say
you're
lying?
Of course.
This episode is brought to you by new Garnier Fructis hair filler with vitamin C, G. Many things can damage your hair, like heat styling and bleaching, but the all new Garnier Fructis hair filler systems can reverse up to 1 year of damage to your hair smoothness in just one use, giving you up to 79% stronger hair and up to 4 times less breakage. And all Garnier products are approved by Cruelty Free International under the Leaping Bunny program. New Garnier Fructis hair filler, pre-shampoo, shampoo, conditioner, and serum are available now on Amazon and at Walmart, Target, Ulta, Drug, and select grocery stores. Learn more at GarnierUSA.com. This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Some things work so well. It's basically magic. Like my favorite highlighters that I'm like, wow, how did you all of a sudden make me look glowing? And you know what else really works, Dottie Gang? Shopify. It is a global commerce platform that helps you sell. I've seen a big difference in my online merch sales. They are especially good at turning browsers into buyers. I can see someone that's been on the site but didn't check out, or someone that checked out and then is revisiting the site. Like, if you want to grow your business, Dottie Gang, sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/unwell, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/unwell.
So the Daddy Gang needs your help, Harry.
Okay.
Okay.
Come on me, daddies.
Come on. Okay, so I asked them to send in scenarios right now if they're getting kind of like mixed signals from a guy. And if you can kind of break it down for us, like, what do you think this means for them?
Okay.
So number one, this guy has been inviting me out to dinner and to various activities, like going to museums and going to parks and going
museums?
To museums. I'm like, okay. Oh.
No, you said museums. You said it so crazy. Sorry, go.
They're going to museums.
Yeah. Who says museum? It's museum.
She went to the museum.
What?
She went to the place with him.
She went to the place with him that has artifacts in it.
Yes. Bam. But he has never once tried to kiss me. The only red flag I saw was this time when he walked me home and I couldn't get inside my apartment. He didn't offer me to go to his place, so I had to sleep at my friend's. What is the vibe here?
Is there an age?
No, but I kind of feel like I know what this is.
Well,
you go.
No, okay, hold on.
I think my thought is, I don't think it's a red flag that he hasn't tried to kiss you. And I think in a good way, like, if he didn't offer you to come back to his place because you were locked out of your place, I think there is a world where he's actually trying to be respectful and not creepy of, like, come back to my place. And, like, I think sometimes you have to look inward of, like, what vibes are you giving off? Like, I think sometimes guys aren't going to go in for the kiss if, like, you're being a little bit more reserved. Like, they want to be respectful. I could be looking at it wrong.
No,
but,
no,
like,
I'm fully in agreement because I think with me, like, at this point in my life, I'm not trying to like take a girl home after going to the museum like right away, but like, you know, I could see that he would just like wouldn't want to like overstep, like, okay, just, you guys are just getting to know each other, maybe there hasn't been the right opportunity. Like, I don't remember the last time I ever made out with someone at a museum.
I don't know the last time I went to a museum. But I love that for a date. Like, no, very educational. No, like, very chic.
Okay, and here's the thing. I think you got a good guy because pieces of shit, I think we've spoken about this. Mm-hmm. Bad guys will just hang out with you at night. They just want to fuck you at night. That's it. There's only nighttime activities. They just want to have wine, dine, get a pizza, put it in your bum fluff.
Yeah, like...
And just
baby girl, you're saying the daylight. Like, you're going to, like, the park?
You've got a husband. You've got the one.
Right.
Send his details.
No, I think you're right. Yeah. I think if he's not being aggressive enough,
yeah,
you could also give hints. And like, maybe you can make like a light joke at your next dinner of like, maybe I'll get a kiss tonight. And like, yeah, something cute and flirty to let him know you're open to, yeah, it. So you give him the green light.
Be sitting there at dinner and be like, can I get the cream pie?
No, Harry. No one says that cream pie.
Don't do that.
No one's saying that. But okay, but this is a good sign.
It's a great sign. And I think if you really want to kiss him, it's so attractive if a girl leans in and just goes for it. No guy's ever gonna say no unless it's my sister. Like,
wait, no guy. Oh, you're saying if your sister tried to kiss you?
Yeah, wouldn't.
Right,
because that's my sister.
Right, and your sister has boundaries.
Yeah, and she's
and like the jealousy family isn't incestual. Unless you want to like talk about that today.
Next question.
So many headlines.
I'm in trouble. I love you guys.
Okay, next one. I just went on a date with a guy that I've been friends with. We've been Snapchatting a little, which I hate because like we're too old for that. And he hasn't texted me since the date. Should I text him first?
A grown man Snapchatting you?
Do you
get out? Get out!
Wait. Are you using Snapchat?
No. Yeah. No. Okay. Hold up. We get paid on Snapchat.
Oh, okay.
Are you
okay
on the program?
No.
You got enough money. Leave it for me.
No.
Send me this content. No. I'm going to make money. No, but I use Snapchat because I get paid on it. Okay, and I build a community. You can build a community.
But you're not messaging the girls you're taking on dates on Snapchat.
No.
Here's what I will say. Some people are stuck in their old ways. And I think if you are getting stuck on Snapchat, my immediate response is message them back and be like, LOL, I don't use this app. Text me. And then never open their message again. That's a clear way to be like, make the person a little insecure of like, oh yeah, this is not grown shit. Like, let's move off of this app. And also then you wait. And if they don't text you, goodbye, we're done.
Yeah, gross. Like,
get out of Snapchat.
It's a grown man on Snapchat.
It's not good. He shouldn't even have Snapchat. Yeah, unless he's Harry making money and driving Lambo.
Yeah, that'd be on Snapchat.
Okay. So I've been hooking up with my best friend for almost a year now. He was aware I had feelings for him, but still talked to his ex throughout in a romantic way for sure. Last month, I decided to break it off with him, so he confessed his feelings for me, but said he doesn't want to commit because he has a lot of personal issues. He also claims he blocked his ex. What the fuck should I do?
Give me a fucking break, girl. Oh my, are you serious? Calm the fuck on. First off, do not fuck your best friend.
No.
That's why we've never hooked Do not fuck your best friend, okay?
No, don't.
Like, it's just, if you have something special, why ruin it for 2 minutes of pumping and humping?
So they pumped and humped. Now because she did it, Harry, let's not make her feel bad. She fucked her best friend. Let's talk a little bit about this manipulation.
Yeah.
Because what I don't like here is it's the classic, the minute she pulls away, he's coming back at her and he's trying to get her back. But then right when he gets her back, he's like, but I don't want anything serious because like I have personal issues going on. Someone that says they have personal issues going on, absolutely, you can be having that. But if it's actually a real connection, someone will be with you even while they're going through their personal issues. I truly believe it.
And also, if he was serious about you, the ex is never going to come back in the picture. Yeah. No other girl is going to be around. Like, if it's legitimately, if this is your best friend and you're like,
yeah,
oh, do you care if I have my feet on the table?
Not at all.
Okay, cool.
Those are clean ass shoes.
Yeah, they're brand new for today.
You run to them for today, just like your car.
Yeah, same with the shirt.
Same with the jacket. He's still got the tag on his jacket. You're returning all of this.
Yeah, no, it's going back to that. Even the undies. No, okay. But also, if it's your best friend, like, mm-hmm, he should love you, like, through and through. And, like, if it's that serious and if it's legit, I just think the manipulation and to be like, okay, well, I actually had feelings for you because he knows that you care, knows that you want that. He's, like, dangling the carrot.
I agree.
Chop that carrot the fuck out and go find a cucumber.
Yeah, like, let's switch it up. Like, good one. I don't know if that was good or really bad, but, like, we love it.
No, carrots are small, cucumbers are nice.
Huge. Yeah. Yes. And eggplant that shit, okay? But I get what you're saying. I think anytime a guy that you're starting to talk to is convincing you that like, oh, I'm talking to my ex. Let's get out. Let's just move on.
Like, your ex is your ex for a reason.
I agree. We're out. Okay. What does it mean when guys are amazing when hanging out in person, connection, conversation, chemistry, but are horrible texters and are always busy with work and barely communicate in between hanging out?
It means he doesn't give a fuck about you.
Harry.
Sorry. I mean, The thing is, again, people are busy. And I think that, like, take a bird's eye view.
Yeah.
You know, take a bird's eye view of, like, the situation. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Bird's eye view.
Is he, like, you got a crazy, is he working at museums or is he like, you got a crazy busy schedule that he can only like fit you in a little bit of time. Yeah. But again, people can text you back if they want to.
This is also a thing I would say is it depends what age you're working with. But like, I remember when I met my, I hate this word, is still so weird to me, fiance.
It's crazy.
I know. It's a little please cringe though. I just want to say partner. Like yeah. when I met my partner, my heart is hurting. Harry's like, I gotta go.
Please shut up.
No. But when I met my partner, like he was like, I don't text. Like I'll text you, but like I want to call you. And so.
Oh, I hate that.
Oh, at first I was like, and then sometimes he would FaceTime me and I was like, I don't have my like hair done. Like, oh,
what?
But what I realized was like, he was just like busy as fuck. And when he had moments to connect with me, cause he like has a big job and he's like working all the time.
True.
He wanted to call and talk to me and converse with me. And I appreciated that there was an effort. Maybe I wanted to text a little bit more than phone calls, but I knew it was an effort. If this person's not giving you anything, I think you could always say to them, hey, listen, I get you're super busy, but I would like a little bit more communication in between, because I feel like sometimes we have these great nights and then there's just a dip off and we don't speak at all.
Yeah.
If he tries to then act like you're crazy for wanting to speak, that's a red flag of like, you're being a little clingy. You're just asking for some in between communication.
That's good. Yeah. I think everyone's selfish.
Yeah.
You know, when you said the FaceTime thing, I was like, ew, like fuck that. I've had friends that call me and like, I'm like, piss
right, just
off.
Text me.
But I realize it's because I'm being selfish and I'm not thinking about their schedule. Because in that situation, I'm like, dude, why are you not thinking about my schedule?
Exactly.
But it's because I'm a little bitch.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's good. I think it's good to realize also, like, you don't need to be texting 24/7. That's also something that's like, if you went from a relationship where it was so heavy in the texting, you also have to get used to, like, some adult relationships, like, you don't need to be talking all day.
Yeah, also, there's literally friendships like ours.
Yeah, we don't text. We voice note.
We do.
Okay, listen to this one. My best guy friend tells me he wants to try a relationship, but then goes out with his ex 3 days later. He then apologizes and said it's just as friends, but then he goes to a baseball game with her. I get that they have the same friend group, but dude, move on before you pursue me at all. Question being, can you be friends with your ex and move on?
I think being in a... It's kind of scary. Like, being... Like, I'm a very secure guy, but... If my girl is like texting her ex and they're like, you know, in the same friend group, and they're all hanging out, it wouldn't make me feel comfortable. It wouldn't make me feel excited. Like, I wouldn't be like, oh fuck, let's go hang out with Big Jimmy. Like the one that you told me that like has a horse cock. Like, let's go. Like, I wouldn't feel excited about that situation.
I think that in no circumstances you should be friends with an ex.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're in a new relationship and you're still friends with your ex, unless you have a child together and you're trying to be amicable,
exactly.
That's also a different word, amicable. You're not friends. Like, we're going to, like, get a drink together and, like,
girls
no,
night.
No. Like, you've been intimate with each other. Like, keep it moving. Like, there's no need for you to be
friends. What about a one-night stand or something of, like, a one-off?
I think if you had a one-night stand with someone and what you're saying, then you become friends and then you get into a relationship, you're still friends with that person that you, like, one time had a one-night stand with. I think, yeah, but you shouldn't hang out alone. Just out of respect for your partner.
Yeah. Would you tell your partner? That's a tough one.
Oh, that's hard.
That's a tough one. The thing, because I feel I'm under the impression that the truth always comes out.
Yeah, I think I would, because I think also, like, if roles were reversed, I'd feel really hurt if I was in a room with someone that my partner had fucked and I didn't know. And even if it meant nothing to either of them, I would feel like the idiot. And you're right, if something came out, if someone made a joke and I'm like, and then you find out that your partner didn't tell you, that's a bigger deal than if they told you. But you also then have to be mature enough, if your partner tells you, yo, I doesn't mean anything, then I think you also have to be mature enough to like be like, okay, I can see this person and be amicable with them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Very mature.
I call it one date wonder. Why go on a first date, text me and saying you had a great time, so much fun, want to do it again, and then fade out? It's so hurtful and gets my hopes up so much. Why do you guys do this?
Because we don't feel like the bad guy, you know? Like, I want to text you, I want to tell you it was amazing, and then, like, I just, like, let it fizzle out. Because, again, people are selfish and people are just thinking about themselves.
Yeah.
And it may be if they have a good soul, they have a good heart, they don't upset you. You know,
I get that. I almost think, though, like, sometimes the false hope is more hurtful than
true.
Just like ghosting. I would rather get fully ghosted than someone being like, I had the best time with you, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, oh, great, let's meet up again. And then like they keep like just like passing me off and I'll
cut
like,
it
what?
Off. Ghost them.
Yeah. But I think what you can know is no matter what, it's hurtful. But just take it as like, OK, you didn't waste your time. The person doesn't want to go out with you again. It's OK. It hurts. But Don't trust anything a man says. Oh, this one's sad, but it's like a classic. You can just answer this. First date, the guy told me he's looking for a wife. 2 months into dating, he said he's not looking for anything serious.
It was me.
It was sweetie.
Me. Yeah.
Sweetie. He hates you.
Like, what do we, like...
What do you think?
Say thank you. Here's the thing. Like, look, some guys could be using that as like a ploy to be like, you know, I'm serious. It could be a fuckboy tactic. You know, this could be like a full like.
He doesn't like you.
Yeah, it's just not it.
I think the answer is listen. Yeah. He could have been serious saying he was looking for a wife. Yeah. And then he quickly realized you ain't my wife. Yeah. And so now he's like, I don't want anything serious. The point is he said he doesn't want anything serious. So you can, it doesn't matter. He could be lying that he wanted a wife. He wanted a wife. It doesn't matter. He doesn't like you.
He sucks.
Move on. Let's talk about nudes.
Oh, yay.
Do you reuse nudes or do you take them fresh for every girl you send them to?
I think guys are different, no?
Yeah, I don't know.
We have to fluff it up a little bit, you know?
Like, yeah, but like, do you ever reuse a good a nude?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah. Like you all of them. Like, my dick was looking real good that day.
Yeah, no. Like,
yeah.
I don't look amazing all the time.
Totally.
Like, it's cold.
Totally.
You know?
A little weenie.
Yeah, no, it's just the helmet. Like, get out of here, you bastard.
And sometimes you don't want to have to, like, get it up to send the pic.
Yeah, but okay. Here's my question to you.
Okay.
So, I was talking to this girl. Mm-hmm. And I sent her like a nice, like fun photo. And she's like, have you used that one on OnlyFans? And I'm like, oh, why is that an issue? And she's like, well, then it's not for me. And I was like, oh, fuck.
I kind of get that. I'd be like, because do girls care that you're on OnlyFans?
No, not necessarily. Well, no, because I'm like, you want to cry? Or you want to go to Hawaii? Like, like, do you want to get in the Lamborghini? Or like, do you want to like sit on the sidewalk? Like, I don't know.
Harry. Like, like, so much.
It's kind of crazy. It's like,
I was told you didn't want to talk about OnlyFans. Can we talk about it for
2 seconds? Oh, I don't want to talk about it. But there was a bunch of shit I didn't want to talk about.
Then here we are. Is it mostly men that are consuming your content?
50-50.
Oh.
Yeah, I got my older ladies in there.
Older ladies.
Yeah, shout out my moms. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's
older
so
women and then...
My boys.
Your boys.
Yeah.
That's great. And so you're making bank.
We're doing okay.
I could see you're doing great.
We can do better. Yeah. We could be you.
Wait, okay. So you've had girls that are like, are you putting that on OnlyFans? Yeah. I think I would feel that way too. If I was like, wait, like you just gave that to like your mommies and the gays. Like I want it to be like a personal photo for me. I don't want to condone lying, but like what? Then she's going to like subscribe to like triple check it wasn't OnlyFans? Like,
no, but I was just, money. But yeah, thank God. You know who did subscribe? My best friend's girlfriend who was friends with my ex and she showed me. And this was actually one of the saddest things that happened in our relationship because I fully lost trust for my best friend's girl. I love him.
Right.
But like she showed me their text messages of her, of both them laughing at me and like screenshotting my OnlyFans and all this stuff. And like, and I just said, look, I'm more just like embarrassed the fact that you like, because me and her had a conversation. She said, hey, are you posting this? Did you post that?
Yeah.
On OnlyFans. She's like, one of my friends said he subscribed. And I'm like, yeah, okay, well, you can just ask me. Here's my phone.
Like, right, like, look at my account.
Go through it. And that was the biggest thing for me. Like, that's what really hurt me. Like, I was, like, sobbing. Because I'm like, dude, like, none of your life is, like, it would be anywhere where it is without this. And you're going to sit there and embarrass me behind my back and then show me the messages of you and your friend laughing at me and like going in. I'm like, dude, like what the fuck?
When you decided to do OnlyFans, were you nervous about people like making fun of you?
I think like in this space, you're always like nervous about, and actually if you have a fucking social media account, if you're watching this, like I'm sure you're nervous about someone judging you or whatever else. For me, like initially I did it when I was single, right? And then I would do crazy stuff, I'd post crazy stuff, whatever else. And then when I got like fell in love, I was like, oh God, like I don't wanna, you know, if she's not okay with this, I don't wanna do it like for her. And that was where like the judgment really set in because I already felt ashamed because I didn't like, she was telling me my family condones it, they hate it, they don't want me to do it. Like it's embarrassing, like how you speak, how you do this stuff. Like my family's like embarrassed. So like it already like hurt me because I was already like worried, and then showing me the messages between her and her best friend.
That's really mean.
Yeah, I was sitting there. I was like, damn, like,
Right. You like know this is already something that's really personal to me and I can get like sensitive about. So to say, like to know that your own girlfriend was like making fun of you.
Yeah.
For something that is like very personal and it's a decision that like you've made. And yeah. like, is your family okay with it?
No, my family loves it. Like,
are your parents subscribed?
Yeah. Like, my mom was like, I want to see how big it is. I'm like, Mom, you need to cut that out.
Mom, stop.
Yeah, cut it out. We're blocking all of Australia from
it. Oh, my God. How long do you think you're going to do it?
You know what? I said I was going to retire by the end of the year.
And you're not.
Well, there's a lot coming up for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a movie coming out. There's a bunch of like crazy shows mm-hmm. that are coming up. So I think by the time I finish filming all this stuff, like it should be 3 or 4 shows. Yeah. It's going to be like, okay, cool. Like, I don't want to, because I love it. Like, I love connecting with people. I love having that community, like going on live and just not giving a fuck. Like, I got the Fuckatron 4000 out. I was doing like dildo races along the floor. Like, I was like, go live and just do weird shit and like have fun.
Right.
Like, I couldn't do that on TikTok.
Absolutely not.
Or I could.
And you'd be banned.
Yeah.
Wow. So like,
yeah.
That's so cute. You're like the little community I've built. So yeah. you're also making money. So like,
yeah.
But I do feel like that's also an industry. What I've heard is like, it can get really addicting because the money, and it is kind of like, you can just quickly do it in your house and then all of a sudden you're making money. Like there's, mm-hmm. it's hard to like find a day. Like, why would you stop?
Well, and it's also like scary. Like I feel mm-hmm. like scared and worried for people that like, yeah. maybe are new to it and they feel like they have to show more and more and more to make more yeah. money and like try and keep that like mm-hmm. money like baseline. But it's just like, for me, I'm all about like building the community and then the rest of it's gonna like come out, you know? Like,
you're doing everything on there, but
no,
okay, but you didn't have your girlfriend on there.
No way.
What?
But just,
yeah, just do your thing.
She's no, that was the one with the boyfriend.
Got it.
You know what, she,
what? Say it.
No, I can't. Okay, that whole, oh, whatever.
What? Harry, you can't keep giving me good shit use in the podcast.
Say her biggest enemy.
Your ex's biggest enemy is sending you nudes. It's and crazy. That girl has a boyfriend. All these fucking girls with boyfriends just sliding into your fucking DMs.
And we had the craziest sex.
We, and you fucked her? And she has a boyfriend? Harry.
Well, that, no.
No, no. I know, at some point it's not your responsibility.
Well, exactly. I'm like,
it is though, if you start dating her and think for 2 seconds that she'll be faithful, okay. just like your last.
Here's the thing. You lose him how you get him.
Exactly.
That's what I figured out.
Uh-huh. So don't date her.
No, but it's you can so have sex. Much fun.
She's hot.
Violent. Like,
she's hot.
Like, she's a little, pick her up and just like, my human pocket pussy.
Poor boyfriend, huh? Or no, loser.
Yeah, what a loser.
Wait, what a loser.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's a great guy.
Yeah, what a fucking loser. You know, you losers that get cheated on. Fucking hell.
Harry. Wait, Harry.
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 Oh, yeah. Go.
Harry.
I got more stories.
Okay, wait. I didn't realize that you sent nudes to stand out and get accepted when you're applying to reality shows.
Yeah.
Brilliant. How did they not send like a cease and desist? Because your nudes were that good.
Well, no. So it was just like, I'm like, dude, there's so many people that are just like, hey, I live in my mom's basement. I want to be on reality TV. I was like,
how do I stand out?
Let's let Big Jim and the twins hang. Like, what the fuck? Like, I was just like, dude, they're gonna like, they're literally scrolling. No, no, no. Cock? What? What the fuck? Okay, sure.
So
this guy's crazy.
So you submitted, was it like a good nude or just a literally picture of your dick?
No. Yeah.
Just like a,
if it was a photo,
like
of my
a
dick,
mirror selfie.
Like, is that a worm?
Yeah, like, what's going on? Yeah. Little,
you need to go to a doctor. let's call that guy up to get him a doctor. No.
It was a mirror selfie.
I have a pretty penis.
Mm-hmm.
So like mm-hmm. it, she wouldn't know.
No, I wouldn't know. But I can imagine.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty. Circumcised, beautiful. But it was a photo.
Not that uncircumcised aren't.
Okay. Yeah, I'm pretty sure we can find some ugly ones.
Okay.
Mole rats. No.
We don't judge, but we love a little. Who am I to say? I've never hooked up with someone with an uncircumcised penis. Like,
I've seen my best friends and I'm like, dude, you gotta cut that off. He's like, that's too late. I'm like, that, brother, I'm telling you.
You know what? To each their own. He's special. He has a little extra coverage. Whatever.
Yeah.
shut the fuck up. Tell me the story. You're sending nudes to reality TV shows.
Yeah, because I was like, okay.
How do we keep it
face,
going?
Face, like, everything in the mirror, just like, it's me here. Harry. Like, I'm locked in, I'm loaded. Because, like, again.
Is this literally you?
Yeah.
Were you smiling in them?
I don't know. I was probably like.
Yeah. Like.
Cock. That, yeah. No, okay, here's the thing. When you're applying for reality shows,
mm-hmm.
you have to think there's 10,000 other people applying.
Yeah.
So, like, okay, they're going to ask you a question. I'm going to fucking lie. Like, I'm going to play up my life like it's so crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, in my interviews for Too Hot to Handle, when we're sitting there, like, I'd walk in the room in my undies. And they'd be like, well, have you got no clothes? I was like, do you think I care? Like, and they'd be like, what? So, I'm playing up a persona of myself because,
right.
again, I was just some little boy in New Zealand
that
was just like, what the fuck do I do? I want to make people laugh. I want to entertain people.
I get that.
So I was just like, fuck it. I'm going to be crazy because at the end of the day, the more crazy you are, they're going to see dollar signs.
Yep.
Yeah. So I went in, I was like, cock and balls out, the whole shebang. And then in the interviews, I was just like talking crazy. Like, how many girls have you like had sex with this week? I'm like four today. I'm like,
right. You're like, I didn't, yeah, this isn't happening.
Yeah, it's not happening. Like,
hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
No matter what you're looking for in a non-alcoholic beer, there's only one name that has it all. Athletic Brewing Co. Full flavor? It's athletic. Huge variety? It's athletic. Award-winning styles you can get online, at the bar, or the grocery store? It's athletic. In fact, when it comes to amazing non-alcoholic beer, there's no question. It's athletic. Ask for it and find out. Go to askforathletic.com to find your closest retailer today. Near beer.
Right. I actually really like that. And I think that potentially now moving forward, they're going to get a lot of people sending in nudes.
Please send them and send them to me.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh,
no.
God, I forgot.
I plugged it. Oh, I plugged it. I was waiting for the chance to plug it today.
Wait,
send me nudes.
Let's tell them. Okay, so the first ever podcast, the first ever podcast that Harry and I did, we were like joking. And I was like, oh, my God, Daddy Gang, like send Harry nudes. Like it was a joke.
It was insane.
And like Harry literally texted me after and was like, Alex, like my DMs, like I'm getting so many nudes.
I legitimately had like 10,000 like nudes.
That's what I'm saying.
In like 30 seconds.
Like
it was fucked up.
And I'm like, Harry, like.
I'm like, where are you coming from? And like, thank you. Like it was insane.
I remember getting that text and be like, thanks so much for a great experience. Also, like I have so many nudes in my DMs. Like, thank you. Like you're an angel.
Yeah.
Great work. Great working with you.
Send them now.
But you have enough.
Yeah, I got enough. Please don't. Please don't.
Have you ever sent a picture, one of those pictures where like you have an object next to your dick for cyber reference? You know?
I think like a pencil. No.
A baseball bat?
Yeah. An asparagus. I was like, yeah. Yeah, no, I think a truck. Yeah.
Right, like a guy usually like a remote control. Like, okay. What's the point of that?
But I feel like that's if you have like 8-9 inches.
Right, you're
you
like know? Really trying to show it off.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, but also it's just like, no one's looking at that like, woo. You're like, oh, fuck, I'm going to be sore. You know?
I like, big dicks are really scary.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like those.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
Yuck.
Okay, we're going to play turn offs or turn on. Tell me if this is a turn off or a turn on.
Okay.
Nipple piercings.
Turn on.
Being choked.
Turn off. Like, I would love to choke, but if you choke me, I'm like, get the fuck out of there.
Okay. Shy girls.
Shy girls are usually freaky as fuck, so turn on.
Full bush.
I've had it once. And
once? Like, no, they're really cleaned up for you, Harry.
Yeah, I was surprised. Oh, yeah.
And you still...
I still went down on her, but I was just like, oh, fuck, like, yeah.
It was like a little bit of
where is it? Where is it?
It's like, that's the clit. No, oh, wait, that's like a hairball. Like,
yeah, yeah.
It was just like a little bit.
Is that food? Like, was that crust? No, okay. The thing is, I don't care, but like, it's harder for me to eat you out. And I love to do that.
Just
so, like,
get trimmed a little.
Yeah, fucking clean it up.
Oh, I had toe sucking on the list. Well, we know where you're going on that
one. Yeah, I love toe sucking.
How do you feel when girls wear oversized clothing?
Sexy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it's kind of fun because like, what's underneath? A little Loch Ness monster? What do you got under there? Ah, hairy bush.
Anal fingering. Oh,
For me?
Yeah.
No, I've never had it done. So I can't speak on it.
What?
I'm just too afraid. I'm like, I know what comes out of that thing.
You're not letting anyone near your bum hole?
I think actually go ate it on the weekend.
I was
on my birthday, but I don't remember because I was really drunk.
Yeah, but like you clearly remember. You're like, I don't remember, but she may have like put her head down there and she was like eating my ass. Like, but
no, it was pretty. Yeah, she was trying everything.
Wait, why? So you're not letting anyone do ass play to you?
No, not yet. Because I'm just like, it's.
When you find wifey, you're gonna want that. Your life is gonna change.
Yeah, but I put a finger around there and I'm like, oh, you're like, yeah, that's scary.
No, because you can't do it yourself. You have to have a partner.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I was also like, it was like me in the shower, confused in the corner. Like,
you're like, that doesn't look good.
What is that?
And it comes out, and you're like, ah, yeah,
oh my god, it's affected.
No, I swear, you'll like it. You'll get there one day.
Okay.
Okay. Filming yourselves having sex.
I think it's kind of sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But have you ever had an issue of like, ooh, we filmed it, and then like people being like, delete it?
I had this girl where she was like, yeah, film it. And then when I fell asleep, she was trying to like send it to her phone.
Oh no.
And because I was like, hey, like, I don't want that on your phone. Like, I also, we just started seeing each other. Like, I don't really trust it.
Mm-mm.
I'm like, if we're dating, sure.
Yeah. No.
But like, I just was like, yeah, I don't want that out there. And but the thing is, the reason why it made me feel weird is because, like, if we had the conversation when we're awake, but
yeah,
the reason why it was weird was because I was asleep.
Very creepy. And then you woke up and she was sort of
like, I woke up to my phone and my face, like, her trying to unlock it. And I was like, what are you doing? And she's like, I want this video. I'm like, dude, fuck off. And I was like, look, while we're here, let's delete it. Yeah, delete it from recently, deleted. Got rid of it because I was like, it's scary.
You hear about those horror stories of like people trying to like put the face locator on your face, but like, so you've had that happen before. People try to open your phone through your face.
Yeah.
And you literally like, and then it opens. No, like, isn't that weird? Like, you can kind of tell when someone's like looking at you when you're sleeping.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's sad. How about butt plugs?
Yeah. Love them.
Okay.
Not for me, but for girls.
Whips.
Yeah. Sure.
Oh.
It's just like, ugh, whatever.
Talking during sex.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
I say some crazy shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you not like if a girl's mute?
I love it when you talk or like indicate what's working for you,
right? Like, that feels so good. Like,
yeah, not everyone's like the same like setup, you know, like you want to make sure that, you know, some girls, like, my friend was saying he was fucked this girl in the ass and she squirted from out of her ass, but like from getting fucked in the ass.
Oh,
so like some girls like that, some girls like it only been on their clit, some girls like G-spot. So it's like, you tell me how I can best service you, because I know that this is going to be done in minutes. So,
right, like, I know what works for me, so you tell me.
All I have to do is put the tip in, and we're good. But, like, for you, I know you're...
Right, we're a little bit more complex.
Yeah, like a Da Vinci Code. I have to sit there and, like, do a Rubik's Cube on your clip.
Yeah, so, like, help me out so we can get there faster.
Yeah, and, like, let's make it better for you.
You're such a giver.
I'm doing my best.
You're such a giver.
Yeah.
Role play?
Yeah, fun.
Fun.
Turn on.
Biting.
This girl bit me one time, but, like, too hard, it drew blood, and I was kind of just like...
Like, I'm in pain.
Yeah, I'm not turned on. Like, I thought there was a dog in here. Is it a chihuahua, like, attached to my shoulder? Like, I had a little nibble here and there. Like,
right, like, a little biting, I think, is good. But when I'm literally, like, ow, and then the next day I wake up and I'm like, that wasn't, like, fun.
Yeah, like, ew.
Like, there's a difference between, like, choking where you're like, ooh, like, this is, like, getting me going. But, like, biting, you're like, that just hurts.
Yeah.
Like, ugh. Heavy PDA.
Ew.
Yeah, get rid of it.
Yeah.
Bleached assholes.
We're eating ass now, so bleach them.
But you still love the ones that aren't bleached.
Yeah, actually, there was this girl that was in our... There's this girl that looked like she's never wiped in her life. And I was just like, you know what? Who cares? Like, whatever. Like, that... There was stains up the walls, you know? But it was like, whatever. Who cares? I checked. It was wiped.
You were just saying it was naturally really dark?
Yeah. Yeah. It was like a black hole. Oh. No, it was really dark, but it was just like...
But you were, like, down for it. You're like, okay,
I was like, who cares?
Yeah, like
you know, we're all built different. Like,
yeah, like, we're all built different. Like, whatever.
Speak your truth, girl.
Yeah, like, go for it.
I'll still lick it.
Sexting.
Yes, but if it's the only form of your communication, then no.
Yeah, like, I'm, like, so over sexting, unless it's, like, actually because I know we're going to fuck later. And, like, it's, like, a little flirting, like, build up. But, like, it's foreplay during the day to, like, get wild at night. But, like, I just think, like, aimless, dumb sexting that I'm like, okay, I have to go into my interview now. Like, what the fuck is the point? Yeah, like, now it's just a hassle. Like, I'm like...
Me and that girl with the boyfriend, it's like, that's all we do.
Sexting.
And I'm like, ugh, like...
Right, like, just come over. Like, let's fuck.
Yeah, like...
Yeah.
Dump me boyfriend.
Yeah, literally. No, but then you wouldn't want her.
No, I would not.
You can't date her.
I would not. She doesn't even live here.
She doesn't live here. As if she did, Harry.
No,
you're going to literally do the same thing as your last ex. Your ex was fucking a guy,
Alex,
lying to you.
The next girl I see, I'm going to send her here for a screening.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to put her in like a
sit
full,
her down.
Yeah, full like spray her down with like chlorine.
Because like we got to figure out like, are you putting a ring on that?
Yeah.
And you can't put a ring on that because she's fully cheating on her boyfriend with you and she'll do the same thing to you, motherfucker, you little loser. Okay, how do you feel about handcuffs?
Nah.
No.
It's just too much effort, bro. Like, get some rope.
Loud orgasms.
It depends. I've hooked up with a few girls that it sounds like a fucking fire truck. You know, like someone just got like the SWAT team pulled in. It's like, like, you know,
and you're like, can we just?
Like, just stop.
We're like, do you do that when you're alone masturbating, girl? Like, probably not.
Yeah. I like it when you know and you feel it and it's just like,
right,
because they're being quiet or like, you know, talking a little bit throughout the process. And
yes,
then when it comes in, they're just like shaking and like letting it out like that. Like, that's like hot and sexy. But sounding like a fucking dog that just got his leg run over isn't like hot. Like,
right. And it's also usually, you know, like, this is performative. Like, you don't actually have to be screaming this loud.
Yes.
There's a natural reaction you can have when you have an orgasm. But like, I could be quiet when I had an orgasm. Period sex.
You know what? I'm a bad boy. I don't mind it. I'm really like, I don't care. I don't know.
Don't
it's like
care.
Blood bond. I don't know.
I get it because girls on their period are usually way hornier.
I don't give a, yeah.
So like,
dudes who get freaked out about it, it's like, fuck off.
Right, like what?
My only rule is I'm not going to eat you out when you're in your
That's
period.
That's fair.
You know, like.
But even if you're on your period, like, you could like go around the clit a little bit.
You can. But it's also like, for me,
yeah.
If I'm going to go down there and go to town.
You want
to
go to town.
I don't care. But I'm like, I'm going to suck on everything. I'm going to suck the blood out of that shit. You know, I'm going to come up with a blood clot in my tooth. Like, but the thing is, so that's why I'm like, you know what? Unless we're like fully dating, I probably won't do that. But yeah, I don't care about blood sex. Like, I put a towel down.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I understand that girls are like embarrassed and like worried about it. It's like, who cares? Like,
that's why, like, I think half women are like, oh, is the guy going to be freaked out? Why do men not just be like, I literally love fucking you. Like, I literally could care less.
Yeah. And that's the thing. But I feel like it has to go through a little bit of like talking and like whatever else. But I'm like, as soon as they say I'm on my period, I'll lay the towel down. I'm like, we're going to put the blankets over and we're going to stare into each other's eyes. And then I'm not going to look. I'm going to pull it out and we're going to like have a towel there.
Right. You're just like not going to look.
Yeah. Lay there. Like,
right. It just feels wetter.
Yeah, exactly.
A little mushy.
Yeah, a little mushy.
Okay.
And a little bit of color, a little bit of fun.
Yeah, love that. Okay, who would you absolutely die for if they slid into your DMs?
Oh, I think... No, I was... Okay, there's like a few people.
Say
them. No, I was...
Who are you blushing? Say them, then they will.
I literally was like looking at Emrata's page today and I was like, damn, like she's like effortlessly the most attractive person.
Mm-hmm.
On the planet. And like, me and my friend group, like, I literally was like, my day is like derailed because she's just like so stunning.
Have you DM'd her?
I haven't. But there, and then there was thinking like Ice Spice would be a lot of fun. And then Sweetie as well. I'm like, Sweetie would be kind of crazy. But then I'm like, ugh. I think I messaged Sweetie one time. I don't know if she saw it. And then actually I messaged Iggy Azalea and she replied. She's like, I feel like I have, like, she's a sweetheart. She's like, I feel like I have to reply because you're Australian. And then I was like, I sent her a voice note. I'm like, it only works with girls that are American. And she just never replied. And then I think I sent her something on Senate. I got nervous. I'm like, okay, give me my
phone.
Wait,
what are you sliding in with? What did you say to Iggy Azalea?
No. Some of the messages are crazy.
Like, I'm trying to get an idea. Like, what the fuck are you sliding in with over there?
Oh, I'm blocked. No, I'm trying to. I said, it's probably something bad. Oh, I just, what's good?
Oh.
It's so boring.
Harry.
Yeah.
A little underwhelming.
Yeah, well, because I think before that I was like, what's up, little, my DM to Khloe Kardashian was, what's up, you little butter chicken? And then I was like, oh, fuck. Because then that's all that scandal stuff
came out.
Yeah,
what happened with that?
I don't know if you remember, but Netflix had me in their bio.
Oh, yeah.
And there was like a back and forth thing that was going on.
Yeah.
And I got flowers, and this is when I just got my Bentley. I got flowers and like cookies. No, I wrote it off at Coachella. It's gone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, whatever. Who cares? It doesn't even exist.
Yeah, Bentley.
Okay. But I got flowers and like cookies just to say thank you because I was like, oh, it's actually like, it's really sweet and really generous for them to like give me that much care and attention. The fact they put me in their bio for like a week or 2 weeks. Anyway,
So someone did like a blind item to Dumois, and it was like, Harry, I work at a PR agency. Harry Jazz, he's like picked up a flowers and a Bentley, and he's like going, because I think they saw me post it. Like, oh, I got good word that he's seeing like Khloe Kardashian. So then it just spread like wildfire. And of course, I'm not going to deny that.
Of course not.
But I went straight to my DMs and I unsent every weird, corny little message that was there.
How many did you send her?
Like 3 or 4.
Oh my God.
Well, that wasn't like crazy. It was just like.
Right. So you wanted a clean slate.
Yeah. I was like, fuck. Like, because now if it gets big, she's gonna be like, oh, who is this dude? Check messages. It's like, what up, you little butter chicken?
Right. It's like.
How you doing, you pelican?
Right. Yeah. I'm like, she's like, fuck you. Yeah. Also, I feel like she may not get your humor. So she's like, I'm not a pelican, you fucking asshole. Yeah. Like, are you trolling me? Like, what? Yeah.
But she commented on it and this is absolutely not true in capitals. And I was like, come on, girl. Like, let me have one more day. Like, give me one more.
So did you message her?
No, I left it. Like, I've got friends. I have friends that are, like, connected with her and close with her. And one of them said she thought it was, like, really funny. But I
feel like you guys could be, like, low-key good together.
Same. Like,
I feel like Khloe, like, deserves a guy that's going to treat her right, but is also going to, like, give her the best dick of her life. And you're a nice guy. Khloe,
we're coming. No, okay, but I was thinking about it. I'm like, damn, I feel like because dating outside of this industry is like a little bit difficult because there's a lot of like highs and lows and there's a lot of like, you know, people get a little bit insecure, a little bit worried. And I'm like, damn, I feel like my dream is like to have someone like maybe an actress or someone in that space, you know, that's just like that understands it and that just like, you just like, I don't know.
Anyway. I could also kind of see you and Emrata together. No, like, I will text her for you. I'll be like...
Oh, okay, I'm going to say something after.
Okay. Do you want to say it now?
No, because we will get in trouble and that person will hate us. I'm fucking crossing my legs like a little bitch.
I know, you're all scared.
Yeah, I'm so scared.
Okay, who's the most famous person you've ever hooked up with? I'll just bleep it out, but say it to me.
That was what I was about to say.
Who? What?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say after.
Was it good?
Insane. Like, we had so much fun.
I can so see that. Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Okay. And if she's watching this, we love you. We're so sorry.
I love you. You know who you are.
Yeah, she's incredible. This is the craziest shit. I've never had anyone say this to me. I walk into this room and she goes... I just want to let you know this is never going to go anywhere. You're a big boy and I just need you for one thing. And I was literally like, oh no, I'm a nice guy. I think I'm nice. And she's like, no, I'm telling you, like, I don't want anything to do with you after this.
I love her.
And I was like, wow, like what a boss bitch.
And then she was literally like, fuck me. Let me fuck you.
No, we hung out for the day. Like, the funniest thing was, like, I was like, I'm going to press up, picked up my friend's Rolls Royce, and I'm like...
Harry, what's with the Rolls Royces? Do people like that? I feel like I would be like, you're a douche if you pick me up in a Rolls Royce. Sorry.
Okay, well, you want to be in a Camry? Like, do you want to send you an Uber Black? Or just, like, what do you want?
Yeah, like, a little bit more, like...
a helicopter? Like,
just chill. Like,
okay, but I'm like... Range Rover. Okay, well, I'm also freaking out, because this is the most, like, famous person... ever that's like shown interest and is like totally. Funny and she's incredible, she's so smart.
So you guys hung out all day and then
like a few hours and then the funniest shit was she's such a boss.
She said
to me, she's like, I thought I wasn't gonna, like, she's like, I got another hotel room in the same hotel. She had another room because I didn't know if I was gonna like you, if you're gonna be annoying or not. I was just gonna leave. And then I'm like, dude, what the fuck? She's like, but you're cool. And stayed, and we like cuddled, and everything was like really amazing. Like, she was awesome.
That just warmed my heart so much.
No, she's like such a special person.
She's amazing. Yeah. Like, I am obsessed with her.
Like, whenever we check in, she's just like,
it's that same vibe. I literally just saw her recently, and I was like, I need you in my life more.
Yeah.
She's such a special person.
Yeah. And she's like, she would just be, I'm so proud of you. Like, Harry, like, that's huge. Like, good for you. But yeah,
she's the best.
She's cool, but
and so fucking hot.
And it was amazing. It was so much
fun. That's so good.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so do you think you're in your reformed fuckboy era?
I think I'm past it.
Yeah,
like I'm like the reformed fuckboy was the guy that was like
oh, slowing out and going out. Like, oh, I'm only going to fuck 4 girls this month instead of 15.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now I'm just like, yo, like, I don't want your energy anywhere near me. Like, I don't want to give you any piece of this. Like, unless, like I don't want to hook up with someone just to hook up with someone.
Well,
you know, no.
Then what is the girl that you're doing with the boyfriend?
That was a while ago.
Harry.
No, okay, I
there's one-offs.
No,
there's exceptions.
No, I did enjoy. The chat was really good, and I did start to like, oh, damn, this would be really cool. But then, you know, she would do the thing like, things aren't going well with my boyfriend. Like, it sucks. Like, really, when can I see you? Whatever else. And I'm, and then they're posting like TikToks and like they're like happily in love. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm like, don't like fuck me around. Just say like, hey, like, you know, I just need you from time to time, and that's fine. But it was just like,
you're still texting.
No, that was before my birthday, and it was just like.
So now you haven't spoken.
No.
But if she texts you right now, you would answer.
I wouldn't. I don't have feelings for her.
If she was in town and she just texted you and was like, "Let's fuck."
Okay. Ooh, I've already done it. But like, oh, fuck. For me,
Harry.
No, okay.
We're looking for wifey. But you're saying you wouldn't date these type of people right now. You're just having fun if you're up for a fuck.
Well, the thing, like, I'm not going out of my way to find sex.
Okay, that's fair.
So, like, the MILF, the lady with 3 kids.
Well, yeah, I was just going to ask, what's going on with her?
Like, I love, like, we tell each other we love each other. Like, I love this woman. Like, she's so incredible. But the only issue is she lives on the other side of the country and she has 3 kids and they're beautiful kids. Like, she's amazing.
Where does she live?
Miami.
Okay.
But I'm just, like.
How did you meet?
She went. I saw her in a club in New York, and then we were like friends online for a little bit.
Okay.
And then we just connected, and then anytime I'm with her, it's just like I don't know. She's just like a woman, and she just like fucking. She just tells me, and she would like hold each other, and she was just like, "You're so amazing. Like God loves you. Like this.
Oh, God loves you."
And I'm like,
"Yeah, we love the MILF.
Yeah, like where
God loves you.
Yeah, no, but she would like she'll say like such beautiful things.
Is that what you like to hear? God loves you from a woman.
Well, I know he doesn't. So I know she's lying through her fucking teeth. No, but
she's just trying to make you feel good.
Yeah, but no, she like compliments me. And I'm like, oh, wow. Like, and I'm just like, dude, like, what? Why? And she's like,
you like your MILF sex.
Oh, it's so good. Like, it's insane. Like, mothers or daddies just know how to throw it the fuck down. No, it's, but it's like, I don't know. It's just electric. Whenever I'm near her,
yeah,
it's like she has this pheromone. I'm just like,
right, like, whoa.
It's like an antenna. I'm like, and I'm a Navy SEAL. I'm like, where is this going?
How many MILFs had you had sex with?
I think just 2.
Just 2. You think just 2?
Well, I can go. No.
No, it's okay. What are you allowed to talk about that you're doing?
I was in this film that we filmed last year with this amazing director, Alec Roth.
When is it coming out?
I don't know. I think he got upset about me because I spoke too much about it.
Okay.
But Al Pacino's in it, and Charlie Heaton, and Diana Silvers, and it's really cool.
Okay.
And they're just incredible people, and the fact that that was my first ever acting gig was just, like, incredible. I didn't have a big role. It was just a couple scenes. But it's a start. I'm a start. Yeah. And for me, like, my 5-year goal is I want to be, like, you know when you see Kevin Hart, and you're like, I'm going to watch that because it's going to make me laugh.
Yes.
That's where I want to be. That's why I'm, like, trying to avoid all the drama and whatever else, is because I want to be the guy that you're, like, I know for 40 minutes
or
an hour, I'm just going to sit and laugh at this guy. Like, that's the goal. It's like, I'm working on films and amazing movies and stuff, and like trying to like move down that direction.
Amazing.
But in saying that, there is a few reality shows that are coming out next year.
Are you allowed to say what?
Yes.
Like, you're not going to be the
best. Yes, we're manifesting. I am the Bachelor, everyone. No. Please make this the cover photo for like the.
No, actually, Harry's the Bachelor.
Everyone, I am the Bachelor.
No, can you honestly? You would be a great Bachelor.
I would. If
how are you not the Bachelor? Why don't they pick you?
I'm too young. I'm 26 now.
But you want your future wife and you want your kids.
Bachelor, Batch Nation, DM. Is
and it, what are you talking about? They have fucking kids that are 21 on that fucking shit.
Do they?
Yeah, they're young as fuck.
Let's fucking go. I want to be the Bachelor, and I would be a great one. I'm a candidate. I'm ready to fall in love. And this photo proves it.
Right. You look like the Bachelor. You are the Bachelor.
I am.
This is amazing. And maybe if you become the... Oh, no. How good is this? If you become the Bachelor, I will host that season of The Bachelor. Can you fucking imagine?
Are you serious?
And we sit in a room and I'm like, Harry, like, do you like Elizabeth? And you're like, I do, but like, I also like Marsha and Kennedy and Raquel and
Alex,
Chelsea.
You know how nuts that
can
would
you
be?
Imagine the ratings? ABC.
You know how nuts
pay up,
that would
but
be?
Like, I host it and you're the fucking
bachelor.
Yeah,
if you're the fucking host.
And you're the bachelor. Hi.
But imagine how insecure the girls would be like, oh, do you know Alex? You right. know this bitch?
Like, but I'm like, guys, yeah. I'm married.
Yeah, like literally.
Harry and I have never had sex, yeah. but I do care about him. Yeah. And then I would like have your back. But I would also like love to talk to
Dude,
the girls.
ABC.
ABC.
ABC. Hire us.
That's
hire
a
us.
Great pitch.
No, that's fucking
Harry,
nuts.
We're on to something. You're going to be on other reality shows that we can see you on.
Yes. There's a few fun ones.
Thank God.
I know.
Like, we're ready to see you back on screen.
Because the thing is, I was like, I was turning them down for a minute because I'm like, I really want to focus on acting and I've got amazing agents and all this stuff. But then I just.
You're back.
Well, the craziest thing was after the breakup, like not even a week after the breakup, I had 3 huge fucking opportunities like right away. And I'm like, this is like bird's eye view. The universe has sent me this to say, congratulations, this is the right decision. So again, that's why I haven't been heartbroken and like fucking sobbing this time around, is because I'm like, I just got rewarded for making the right decision.
I'm excited for you. And I think the Daddy Gang, we missed you. Oh. It's been like too long.
Yeah.
And I just like, we needed Harry Jowsey back in our lives.
Well, when I film this stuff next year, I won't talk about it anywhere else.
Oh, please sit down with us. Okay, Harry, I think we're done. But we're not done because you're going to stay at my house. We have so much to talk about. But I love you. And please never forget us, and we love you. And
how the fuck could I forget you?
Come
guys
back on.
I'm your biggest fan.
I'm your biggest fan. I love you.
Oh, I love you so much. Thank you.
You
so much, Daddy Gang.
This episode is brought to you by DoorDash. Want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. Daddy Gang, I love being home. I love to be cozy, comfortable, laying on the couch. I can't tell you how many times I need something, but I am too lazy to get up and get out of the house. And sometimes I need food or groceries, you name it. Dash Pass gets it delivered right to my door and yours too. It is only $9.99 a month, so I think it's a really good deal, Daddy Gang. So get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Terms apply. Sign up today.